I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Boko Haram's ceasefire in Nigeria has been anything but peaceful. In the 23 days since it was announced, 53 people have died. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says it reveals a rift in the Islamic group.
There has also been this group called Ansaru that kind of split off from Boko Haram. They apparently are more focused internationally. They're focused on Mali. They're focused on the rest of Africa.
What does it mean? Likely more attacks. But VOM is coming alongside Christians. They recently completed a supply drop in the Gombe state, one that saw weekly attacks on churches. That Sunday, 2,500 believers gathered to worship. The beauty of this story unfolds at missionnetworknews.org. And women are reaching women for Christ in India. MNN's Katie Harth had a chance to meet with Sister Ruth and shares her impressions.
She just overcame a lot of hard stuff, and God has brought her to this position where she can bring His love into the lives of other women.
Please pray that God may send some more sisters, that we can work and we can achieve so many things for God.
The transformation I'm seeing of individual lives and communities that comes through women like this, it continues to amaze me. They're bringing dignity to other women through literacy training, childcare education, and so much more. Women in India are learning that there's a God who loves them.
So I'm really satisfied what I'm doing. It is according to my calling.
Reporting from Kerala, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, Mission Network News is offering Operation Mobilization's Pray Freedom, a 12-week journey of prayer for those caught in modern-day human trafficking. Get Pray Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.